This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Tumbleweeds rolling? Must be a ghost town. The cinematic signal of High Plains desolation has an even more pernicious side. It is an invasive species known as Russian thistle, and it's wreaking havoc across the United States. Earlier this year, we spoke with George Johnson. He's a writer based in Santa Fe and a regular contributor to National Geographic, where he wrote about fighting the tumbleweed menace in his own backyard. So, Russian thistle, the tumbleweed we see rolling around in westerns, why should we be worried about this seemingly innocuous, dead-looking plant?
Well, it's just invasive. It takes over any place where you have disturbed soil or just, neglected roadways or vacant lots. I mean, they're everywhere out here. And as verified by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's plant database, Russian thistle is growing in every state of the United States except Florida and Alaska.
I guess what we read in your chronicle of the battle is that it's pretty difficult to kill these.
Oh, they're evil, unkillable. They're just horrible. They're like some alien invasion. And it's so funny because, this is the iconic view of the American West, the tumbleweed, loping across the road. And then it turns out it's an invasive species from Siberia.
How did it get here to the United States?
Oh, it's probably a few seeds on a Ukrainian immigrant sock. basically what they think they know is sometime in the late 19th century in South Dakota, there were some Ukrainian farmers who imported some flaxseed grain from the home country, and they believed that that was contaminated with some Russian thistle seeds, and this is where it got its start. So that was ground zero, and before long it was spreading to the adjacent states and pretty much the full West, and it had reached California and then headed east, and it's everywhere.
What is it about the plant that makes it difficult to kill and quick to spread?
Well, you imagine this plant evolved in Siberia, so it's one of the harshest places on Earth where anything could grow. So it comes to, any place else, and it's like, retiring to Florida. So it's just, it thrives, and it's been streamlined by evolution so that most of its energy goes into producing seeds and thorns to protect them and stalks that curve over so when the plant dies every year and the wind hits it, it rolls in a ball for miles and miles, spreading its seeds.
Uh-huh. So it's just throwing off seed as it's loping along, huh?
Oh, as many as 250,000 seeds for a large tumbleweed. They can be, the size of a Volkswagen bug. I couldn't believe it. Even my own hometown, Albuquerque, every winter now they put up a giant tumbleweed snowman that looms menacingly over the interstate. And I just got an email from a reader down there that said, well, the tumbleweed snowman is back again. So, I don't know. To me, that's kind of sick to celebrate these things, but maybe it's healthy just to acquiesce to the inevitable.
I'll keep rolling along.
George Johnson is a science writer based in Santa Fe. He wrote The Weed That Won the West. You'll find a link to read it and see a slideshow of some of the fantastic photos that went with the article at wordofmouthradio.org.
Drifting along with the tumbling tide.